Welcome to Roleplay Rejects, where we play new and unusual tabletop role-playing games. This season, we are going to play Force and Destiny, a Star Wars RPG by Fantasy Flight Games. This is the podcast you are looking for.
Oh, yeah.
Not really, because they were free, but had free we paid samples. For them? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, so today's quick tip is all of you DMs out there, if you're making countertops, they give all of these free samples, and a lot of them just happen to be 2x2 or 3x3 inches. You can use them as dungeon tiles, which is
or elevation, which you've used them for, mm-hmm. Yep. Or paint. There's all sorts.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Palette.
Oh, yeah. Oh, paint palettes.
They make great paint palettes.
Sorry, I said that super awkward.
No, it's okay.
Hey, palettes, bro. How do you say quick like that? That was cool.
Quick tip.
I love that, bro.
Yeah, it's from, what podcast is it that I listen to? They say it like, very similar to that.
Literally only this one.
Yeah, just this one.
Yeah, no one else actually says quick.
I'm convinced there's no other podcast out there.
Right?
We actually invented the word quick.
And podcast.
Yeah, you all welcome. Learned it from us.
Yeah.
All right. You guys ready to jump in?
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
All right. Sounds good. So today we are starting out the way that we are supposed to, the way we're going to moving on, by rolling for our destiny points. So everyone take one of the white force die and roll it. Okay. Well. Now we're going to start with Damien because Damien gets an extra force point because he is a light side paragon.
It's
because
I'm a good boy.
You're goody two shoes.
The goodest boy.
One free one just for you being above 70 conflict.
And I got a dark side point.
And a dark side point to add to that. Okay. Misty?
Got two light side points.
Two light side points. You're welcome. Points. Okay.
See these dogs in your front yard?
All right.
I also got two light side points.
Oh, damn.
Ooh, okay. Things are looking up for you guys.
Yeah, dude. Until I use them all.
Yeah.
All right. And Stevie?
I only got one light side point.
One light side point. All right.
Dark side point.
Yeah.
You're evil. The only one. I thought you were the goodest boy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Kaiser roll.
All right. So there are a lot of abilities you guys can use. And you can argue narrative things with me as well. All right. So if you want to re-roll something or if you want to add something to the scene, like, oh yeah, I totally brought my blaster with me. I just, it was back in the ship, but now it's on my holster. We can flip some light side points. I'll use them as I want to like add more enemies to the combat or whatever, if that happens. And
hold on, combat in Star Wars?
Combat? Okay. What?
Also, really quick, I would like to also point out about Destiny points is that you cannot use a Destiny point to immediately counteract a Destiny point that was just used, right?
Yes.
So if he if an enemy is making an attack against me and he uses a Destiny point to like raise the success chance, I cannot then use one to raise the difficulty. Like you cannot counter out them like that.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Good point. All right. Does anyone want to do a recap of last time?
Okay. Unless you want to do it. So there I was, right? I'm on the ship. I'm Sinyak. I'm on the ship. We're flying down. We go to the planet
Jeddah
for our trial, right? Our trial of the crystal. I'm the guy who doesn't know much about Star Wars, so I'm going to butcher the everything.
No, perfect.
But we get there. We're greeted by this lady who's like, hey, welcome. She and Master Fawn are like boys. She welcomes us aboard. We go straight to the temple, even though Sinyak really wants to stop for lunch. Kairos gets stopped by some dude trying to sell him a probably fake Kaiser
it's
crystal.
It's gotta be fake.
Kaiser crystal?
Kyber
crystal.
Yep.
Okay, Kaiser roll.
I'm so confused, dude. And so we get to the trial. Everyone does their trials while Master Fawn meditates outside, remembering her lost student? Question mark? I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't go over that.
For Kairos?
No, you wanted it to be
what appeared to be
more shadowy.
Yeah, so we did. Dude, I have no idea. Kairos got what appeared to be three choices of crystals. He saw a vision of one of them like disintegrating essentially as soon as he left with it and picked one of the other ones. The third one? And then he also awakened to his force power, which is?
So that was actually just the use of Force C. But he's looking into a different force power that we might see later on when he's better.
And then for Senyek, she came into what appeared to be a library of books and was able to use Force Sense to find her kyber crystal that was hiding in like one of the books. You know, like in cartoons where you got the cutout. And it's like, they know the gesture.
Oh, yeah. They act in cartoons like it's just commonplace to just
have a cutout in your book. Yeah, so hide
you guys don't have one of those?
I mean, not allowed.
I mean, I guess not. Are we the losers?
So I totally made one for my airsoft pistol I was like 13. That's yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I took this textbook that was laying around our house. I think it was one from when my mom did college for a while. And I totally cut out like a gun shape and put my airsoft pistol
in
there.
That's super cool. Wait, it was so funny.
That's awesome.
But she was able to find a kyber crystal while also simultaneously realizing that kyber crystals like are detected by Force D and like are living things. And then for Daisy, she basically had gymnastics training. Bro, she was climbing, she was running, she was jumping. She used Force. Is it Force Enhance? Is that your Force power? Is that what it's called? Yeah. Yeah, she used Force Enhance to be able to make the jumps, to be able to grab the crystal that was hanging like pretty high up on a stalactite.
To the ceiling. Yeah.
And then we all left some loser. Snagged my kyber crystal, so I shot at him. I missed. And then, there was a whole cop involved, bro. He got caught, and now we put him on our ship. I got yelled at. They also got yelled at, even though they didn't shoot.
I yelled at him, and also we have to include the fact that this guy is, like, a president's son for Trandosha, which is apparently, like,
a big deal. But are we on Trandosha? And we still didn't get lunch on the way back to the ship, if you're wondering. And then, so that's where we are. Sorry that was kind of long-winded. I like the sound of my own voice.
No, that was great. Thank you. So, we've got our destiny points, and you guys take off without any problems and start your transit to Trandosha. And it's going to take about a week. So, I'm going to mark out a couple days on my little sheet here. And let's start with Master Fawn giving you all a class on lightsaber crafting.
Okie doke. This is not Master Fawn talking. I'm trying to remember what her voice sounds like, listeners, so just a second while I deepen my voice. You can listen to the sweet
You could yell
sounds,
at us again if you'd like.
Yeah, that helps.
Oh, it'll come.
How do you know we won't be good this episode?
You won't. I
know that, bro.
I do. I do know that. All right, we're going to start off with making your lightsabers. Now that you have your kyber crystals, this is the next step before we really start your training. Up until this point, you have been training with practice sabers in the Jedi Temple. And now we get to the real life serious consequences of having such an elegant weapon. From what I've heard from the masters that you've worked with before in the Jedi Temple, each of you have decided on a fighting stance that you guys favored in particular. And so once you've crafted your lightsabers, I will be working on that particular style with each of you, and we'll obviously continue to go over the other disciplines as well, but I'll try to make sure that they're personalized to you. With your fighting style in mind, you're going to need to craft your lightsaber to work for you and how you like to move. For example, I know that Kyrus and Signet, you are focusing on the Makashi method. With this, there's a lot of agility involved. There's a lot of close hand-to-hand combat. I guess lightsaber to lightsaber combat, but you understand what I'm saying. Think about the dexterity involved with that fighting style and apply that to the hilt of your lightsaber so that it can truly be an extension of your own body. Now, Marguerite, with your fighting style, Ataru it is a lot more concerned with powerful strikes and being more on the offense, right? And with that, you need to make sure that you're building a very sturdy hilt. However, as an offensive striker, it probably needs to be of a lightweight material so that you don't get tired too quickly. So keep things like this in mind. And as you meditate, you'll be able to combine the materials in front of you to create the lightsaber that is best for you. Keep in mind that this doesn't have to be forever. Unlike your kyber crystal, you can continue to modify the hilt as needed, but also try your best to make it as good for you and your fighting style as possible now, so that you don't make mistakes on the battlefield. Now, go. And she's going to send you off, and essentially there's like this table in front of you that has all sorts of different metals and different materials to make the lightsabers. There's like some kind of like wires and switches that end up connecting the power that your kyber crystal has to the hilt, which then produces the saber part, right? And basically, there's plenty for all of you. So even if you made the exact same hilt, like, it's going to be okay. Not like Hunger Gamesing this table. but you're going to gather the materials that you have. And Master Fawn has sent you to your rooms to concentrate on making your own lightsaber hilt. And this process is not going to be like overnight, keep in mind. So,
crafting a lightsaber usually takes about 12 hours. Okay. That was the end of the first day with Misty giving you all your materials and getting you all prepped for this. Now, who is guarding and feeding the Trandoshan on the second day?
I probably will be.
Okay. All right. So, you're not going to be able to craft your lightsaber the first day or second day. All right. And as you approach his cell, his room that you guys have locked him in, you see him sitting on the cot, kind of scratching at the wall.
I would ask that you do not damage the ship.
Ichuta, I'll do what I want.
He just goes in and just sets the food down on what I'm assuming is like a table in there. And then just kind of like backs up. And
you
just
Jedi think you're so much better than other people.
Just lets out a sigh. You must understand that you broke the law, and thus we need to keep you in the cell to prevent you from stealing anything else.
The scorekeeper looks down on those who are captured. You should have just killed me.
He ponders that for a bit, and then just walks out and closes the door.
All right. Sounds good. Everyone else who's making a lightsaber, my other two Padawans, roll a mechanics check against two purple dice. And tell me what you got.
Daisy got two failures, one success, and one disadvantage.
Okay. So total one failure, one disadvantage?
Yep.
All right. So you are not able to mechanically put all the pieces together today.
Okay.
All right. And that one disadvantage means you have to go ask Master Fawn for more materials. Okay. And that gives you one strain.
You're in trouble.
That's so sad. It gives her a strain because it's so stressful.
Yeah, dude, I just yep.
Oh, no.
All right, Wesley.
It all washed out, dude. I got 2 successes, 2 failures, 1 advantage, 1 disadvantage.
Ooh, okay. So, do you want to spend a destiny point to finish it today?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I just finish it then? Or do I have to roll again?
Yes. So, the mechanical parts are all fitting together, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be a second roll before you can turn it on and get all of the...
But the hilt energy is coming flowing together through. Mechanically.
Yes, okay, mechanically, cool. You are done. All right. On to the third day. Who is watching the Trandoshan?
The third day? The first? Oh, yeah, the first day was... Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Daisy will.
Okay. So, as you open the door, you see... He's continued to scratch into the walls. All right, they're getting real ugly. He's started to like pull at the cot a little bit and like generally destroying things in the room.
What is he scratching with? Just
his claws.
Claws.
Yeah, Trandoshans have big old claws.
Okay. I'm not gonna say anything to him.
Okay.
I'm just going to kind of drop his food on the table.
Not servant, here. This is half the rations I got last time.
Just going to leave. I don't want to say anything to him.
Okay.
I'm going to say I'm not a servant. Definitely not yours. And then I'm going to leave.
Ooh. All right. Okay.
I hate this guy.
Dude,
I
hate this guy too.
Fuck this guy, bro. He's about to get the hands, bro. No, yeah. He's about to get the saver, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds good. All right. Wesley, roll a knowledge lore check against 4 purple dice.
Heck.
And this is not the mechanical side of things. It's now, can you get the energy to flow through the lightsaber the way it's supposed to?
Wait, I think I have a thing for this. Hold. I don't. I do not.
Oh, you're checking, like, talents?
Yeah. So 4 purple, you said?
Yes.
Cracked. Uncracked. I have 1 failure, and all my advantages and disadvantages wash out.
Okay. Sounds good. And Damien, roll that mechanics check against 2 purple.
Okay. Mechanics being an int skill, I don't have any ranks in this. That's just 2. And then against 2 purple?
Yes.
Okay. Fuck yeah. 2 successes.
All right. Yeah. You're able to put it together mechanically.
Awesome.
All right. Now on to the fourth day. Okay. Who's taking care of the Trandoshan?
You have to.
It's my turn. Yeah, I'll do it.
It is your turn.
All right. You open up the door, and it is pretty clear that he is just drawing explicit things on the walls, and there's, like, cuss words, and he has just destroyed this room.
Does he say anything upon my entry?
No.
I hate Trandoshan so much, bro. I walk in with his food. I'll sit on the table. And as I turn to walk out, I'll kind of like shoulder check him on the way out.
Okay. Roll a... We'll call it a brawl check.
I'd like to point out like how much of a power move that is, because... Signek is like a small girl. like, I don't know about you guys, but like, I'm pretty short, right? So if I have to shoulder check somebody, like, I literally have to stand on my tiptoes to like get to their shoulder height. So I think that's pretty funny.
That's a success, but with 2 disadvantage.
Okay, so you push him back, and his hand comes out of your pocket as you do, and he's like, oh, looks like you don't have anything today.
I...
You should fart in his room and then leave.
I'm not going to get yelled at again for your sake, and I'm going to barge out of the room.
All right.
No, why aren't we... I just realized, why aren't we telling Master Fawn that he's destroying the ship?
My lightsaber's almost done, that's why. What?
I don't know.
We could just...
All right. Stevie, go ahead and make that mechanics check.
Oh my god. Three failures, and that's it. Just three failures.
Okay. You are not able to put it together mechanically. You might want to ask for assistance from somebody.
I ask Kairos for help because...
you got yours together pretty easy.
Yeah.
You are able to roll again with... How many successes did you have?
I had two successes.
Two successes? Two of the blue die as well. The two boost die.
Yeah, and Kairos is probably just there. He doesn't actually, like, physically touch any aspect of your lightsaber in any way, shape, or form. He just has his hands behind his back, and he's just like, no, I would recommend you try and put the actual hilt part. Yes, just like that.
Okay. Three successes total and one disadvantage.
Perfect. Okay, so you are able to put your lightsaber together.
Yay. Give him a high five.
Dap him up, bro.
Yeah.
All right. And then, Damien, roll your knowledge lore against four purple dice.
Okay, four purple dice. That's kind of rough.
It is.
But I do have one rank in lore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's a yellow and a green.
Upgrade to a yellow die. Good.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
Okay, those wash out. And then that one washes out. Yeah, so that's... Oh, poop. Two failures and a disadvantage.
Oof. Okay. You are not able to aid anyone going forward.
I have a question.
Okay.
Probably not for this one, but for the next one.
Right? Okay.
I would like to... foresee if the Force has any way to, like, maybe help me out next time.
Okay. We will do that next time.
Okay.
All right. And that is the end of the fourth day. All right. And on the fifth day, a message starts coming in. It's this little blinking light. And you look at it, and it's for Master Fawn.
I'll go and get Master Fawn. Message incoming.
All right. Why don't all of you come? I'm not sure what it's about, but I have a feeling that it's important, and at the very least, I can send you away if it's not.
Okay.
All right. Take this mini. Put that on the board. All right. You see a hollow before you of Master of the Order Jito Kron. This is Mace Windu's rank in Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He is an old Lasat. He has green eyes, purple striped skin and hair, pointed ears, and a graying beard, showing his more than 60 years of experience in the Jedi Order.
Damn.
And he turns, Master Fawn.
I just forgot his rank. Sorry. Oh.
He is Master of the Order, but you can just say Master.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I got so stressed. Yes. What's his name? I'm sorry. My brain it panicked.
No, it's
listen,
okay.
This is like real life.
Master Jito Kron.
Kron, yes. Yep. Ah, I see what you did there. Anyway, okay. Master Kron, what can we owe this pleasure to?
Well, first of all, congratulations to all you Padawans. How did the caves go?
Really well.
As he's addressing you, you just see Master Fawn fold her arms and slump back against the ship hull.
Yes, quite well, Master.
Wonderful. And Master Kron, have you been training them on your transit to Trandosha?
You're Master Kron.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Master Fawn.
It's okay. They're close.
Yeah, they're real close.
It took me a second. I was like,
thank you.
Did he?
I was like, I'm not going to be the one
have
to say
I
it.
Been training?
Have I been training?
Intermittently, yes. They are still working on the construction of their lightsabers, though. So it is slow going with proper training.
Wonderful. Okay. Good. Get on that, you younglings.
Just give a sad nod.
I would just like to point out, like, how, like, slightly gut-wrenching that would be. Because, like, you guys are now Padawans. And so it's like, oh, like, being called a youngling,
yeah,
youngling again is like,
about
ugh.
That. I was like,
oh, yeah.
We're not like, youngling.
Oh, no. But I'm older now.
I'm an adult.
All right. Well, I am prepared to give you all your first mission briefing. You are making your area, you're making your way to your area of responsibility, and here is the galaxy map of it. He puts up a map in the place where his face was. He says, you will be a very important group. You are here next to the Hydean trade route, and there is some unrest in that area. We have the Kashyyyk system, where we all know that the Wookiees are from. And Trandosha is also there. And that's the one I'm going to focus on here in a second. But we also have Mandalore in that system. Mandalore just was colonized by a group of humans. And they are calling themselves Mandalorians, and they are not recognizing the Republic government at all. They are doing their own thing. All right. And now, let's talk about Trandosha. That is your destination, and I'm sure you all are all wondering why. Trandosha is about to have its first democratic election. Okay, it has been an oligarchy up until this point, kind of a monarchy with the Visser family leading the planet. And there are rumors of a violent removal of one of the candidates. And so your job as protectors of the Republic is to make sure that this election happens and that all of the candidates make it to the ballot box. All right. Here are our three candidates.
Vote Unification Party. Let us stand united with the galaxy. We are the Republic. And that is paid for by Tahani Al-Grask for Senator.
Yes. Tahani Al-Grask is the Republic's choice. We would like to have him in power, but we are not going to get in the way of this democratic process. All right. That being said, he does have good relations with the Wookiees, and we would prefer that he make his way into the seat of power. All right. The second individual, I am retconning this. The president is a woman.
Okay.
Her name is Waheed Visser. And...
All right, hold on.
Yeah, go for it.
Vote Dashi Party. Dash's first family always puts Dash first. Paid for by Waheed Visser for senator.
Yes, and she is the current president. And you notice she's calling Trandosha Dosh. That is an old name for the planet. It's her showing her, you know, time, showing her family's, you know, importance to the voters. And then finally, we have Bay Regget.
Tariffs on Trandosha are theft from working Trandoshans. Vote Belter. Vote for the worker. Paid for by Bay Regget.
Yes.
For senator.
Yes, and Bay Regget is the working class's champion at this point. You don't need to take him too seriously. It's pretty much a two-party system down on Trandosha. But he does represent the belt where a lot of the mining operations take place for Trandosha. All right. And once one of them has been elected to lead the planet, that same person will go up against Yuka Ura, who is our Wookiee representative for the Kashyyyk system. Because Kashyyyk, the planet, and Trandosha, the planet, are both in the Kashyyyk system. All right. Are there any questions for me before I let you all go?
No.
Just to clarify, Master, we are there simply to keep the peace and prevent any corruption or foul play within these parties.
Yes,
we are not there for anything else.
Yes, any violent transactions would be an issue in this democratic process. And unfortunately, part of the Trandoshan tradition is a holiday called Nusik. Right? Nusik is their violent holiday to the scorekeeper, where everyone goes out hunting and brings back the largest prey they can find. Now, it is traditional for those in contest with each other to hunt together so that they can talk shit, as it is said. And so, all of these politicians are going to come together and hunt together, and it's going to be televised. So, once you land on Trandosha, it would behoove you to meet with each of these politicians.
Yeah, I'm looking towards Master Fawn now.
Yeah. Well, if there's no other questions for Master Kron, go back and finish your lightsabers, because it seems as though they'll become important here shortly.
May the Force be with you.
And with
also
you.
Also with you.
She doesn't say that. I
don't know if we're supposed to say that.
I don't know.
And?
Just a nod, maybe?
I'm going to linger back after the other two, like Daisy and Kaiser Roll, locked their rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they leave, I'm going to say, this is making me anxious in real life. Give me a second.
All you gotta do is this.
I'm not doing that. Zendik doesn't do that. Master Fawn, I have a question.
Yes.
How long did it take you when you were first constructing your lightsaber?
Well, that was quite some time ago. I believe it took me about a week. If I'm being honest with you, Sinyet, patience has never been the virtue that I have possessed. And as a Padawan especially, it took me quite some time before I allowed myself to be one with the Force enough to create my lightsaber. Over my lifetime, I have made many modifications to it. In fact, I have adapted to new lightsaber techniques as well. So again, I would like to encourage you to remember that this is not something that has to be forever. If you're feeling frustrated, go ahead and practice meditation rather than toying with the lightsaber itself. I find that oftentimes when we force things, no pun intended, they don't go our way.
Okay. Thank you. I think I'll do that. And then I'll slither on into my room.
All right. It is still the start of the fifth day. Who's taking care of the Trandoshan?
Not me.
I think it's me now.
Okay.
I walk in there.
Okay. It goes smoothly. Do you have anything you want to say to him?
I will set the tray down and I'll start to like walk towards the door. And just as I get to the front of it, I'm going to turn around. This scorekeeper that you speak of.
Yes.
What is he?
She is a god.
Okay.
She is the goddess of the hunt.
Interesting. Would you care to describe this hunt?
No. He turns to his food and starts shoveling it in.
Okay. And I'll just leave.
All right. Sounds good.
I would like to skip rolling that day and instead just meditate, mostly focusing on any instance in which I used the Force, felt the Force, reflecting mostly on when I first found my kyber crystal and what that felt like, and really just like soak that in today.
Okay, definitely. Roll. So roll one Force die and your knowledge lore die without anything opposed.
So I got two light blips for the Force die. Then I got one success and two advantage on the
okay.
dice.
Write that down. You're gonna add it to your roll tomorrow.
Cool.
All right, Stevie.
Try and work on getting my...
Sounds good.
Wait, hold.
Okay.
After my talk with Sinyak, I come to realize that, like, as much as I want them to do this on their own, they probably haven't seen a real lightsaber much more than, like, from a distance. Since they've been in the temple, and they've just been using practice sabers. And so I'm going to go put Elio's lightsaber on the table so that they can observe it. I know that two of them have already constructed it mechanically, but I feel like there could also be argument that they could feel the Force flowing through the lightsaber and kind of understand how things work a little bit better.
Yeah, because I helped you build your... Okay, so we're all mechanically built.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, sorry. I forgot.
To get Kyrus's help.
Yeah, because you initially you didn't, and then Kyrus helped you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that they can feel the presence of the Force with a constructed lightsaber.
Yes, so everyone can add two blue die to their next roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that now?
Yeah.
All right, four purple die versus a knowledge lore.
four purple die is pretty difficult.
Yeah, but
you know what's up? It's a career skill of mine. It's knowledge lore. I have no ranks in it yet.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, there's so many career skills that like, there's no way to just.
Dude, even on my magus tree, like, because I did the top of everything, right? And I was like, oh, I should put points in knowledge lore, because it's like the tree builds itself around knowledge lore. I was just like, I'll do it next time, bro. It won't matter before then. And here it is mattering.
Yeah. Session two. Most important role.
So it's going to end up being two disadvantage and one failure.
Ooh. Do you want to use a light side point to...
Oh, destiny point?
Yeah, a destiny point to cancel out that failure and succeed.
Yes, please.
All right.
Did I need those?
You succeed. What do you do?
I don't know. I'm just super stoked. I've been real bad at this. I'm just like...
You're the first one done, though.
Oh. I don't know. All I can think of is literally, like, jumping for joy and, like, running to show Master Fawn.
All right. So you run to Master Fawn.
Master Fawn! I did it!
Well done. Are you ready for more training?
Yes.
Okay, collect yourself and we'll begin.
Okay.
I'll meet you in the, what is this called? The like...
Whoa. Cargo area.
Cargo, the cargo bay. I'll meet you in the cargo bay so that we have enough room to truly rehearse.
Okay.
All right. That is the end of the fifth day, right? I didn't miss anyone?
Yeah. No, because... That's right, because...
You were watching the Transocean.
I was watching the Transocean. Yep.
Yep. All right. The sixth day.
This is... Oh, it's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We'll bring him his food then, I guess.
Actually... I'll take this day also, because you just constructed your lightsaber. So
but you're also
like, as
like,
you're
trying to make it, though.
But as you're going there, I'll
just
kind of like
be as quick as possible and just be like, "Here you go."
I'll just do a hand up really quick and just
here you go.
Daisy, I think that you should take this time to train with Master Fawn. I will take the watch today.
Oh, thank you.
And then he goes and brings the Trandoshan his food once again.
Oh, he's just trying to be nosy.
Oh, hey, look at you.
I thought he was
role playing,
nice,
bro. I thought you were
being nosy.
Yeah, a little shit, just
in.
Like me.
He goes in there once again. Same situation.
Yeah, he's, the walls are just destroyed. Like, paint isn't going to fix this. You're going to have to, like, go in there with, like, a sanding tool or just get it redone entirely.
And I will set the food again on the table, but this time I will stop and then I will just like look at the wall and I'll try and like pick up any like little things that he's like putting on there.
Okay.
Like I want to know the kinds of curse words that he's saying. I want to see like when he draws the dicks, does he like add hair there?
Are they veiny?
Like, yeah, scaly, because he's a Trando.
Right?
That makes sense.
All right. Roll a
knowledge dicks.
Knowledge underworld.
Okay.
Against 3 purple die.
Oof, I only have 2 int, so 2 green die. Okay. 1 success, but 2 disadvantage.
Okay, so you can't anatomically identify any of the dicks.
Oh, damn it.
All right.
That was what I was hoping for.
That's the most important part.
But how many of those... How many successes?
1 success.
1 success? Okay. You can see that he's written Slimo across the wall in big words. It means slime ball.
Oh.
Yes.
Got him.
Okay. But that's pretty much it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just kind of like stand there and like see it. I would have thought that you would have had better insults to carve on here.
Ichuta, get out of here. Leave me in peace.
Very well. And I'll stand there for like another couple seconds to where he's like getting a little bit irritated. And then I'll leave.
Oh, I don't know if this is going to affect any roles at all, but I feel like Daisy would just be so excited that after she shows Master Fawn, she's going to go off and show Kyrus and then Sinyek.
Yeah, then, you know, he again tries to return the high five.
Yeah. He's very bad at it.
Yeah. This is not a custom of
he
my kinda
people. He kind of just, like, touches her fingertips like a weirdo.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, since you have shared with them, we'll add one more blue die to this roll.
She's just excited to show it off to everyone.
Yep. All right. So, Wesley.
So, three blue dice on top of...
On top of everything. My meditation. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Against the four purple, right?
Yep.
If you don't get this, I don't think you deserve...
I'm leaving. We're done, bro.
Because you haven't eaten yet.
Oh my God. My God.
Okay, it's cool, bro. There's only one failure on the table.
Okay.
So.
There's two.
Oh, God, you're right. Oh, fuck. first points, can I turn those into successes?
Yes.
Both of them?
Yep.
Okay, so we're good, bro.
Yeah, they can count as either successes or advantages.
You rolled blank on both the... Or on...
Both the green... On. So I rolled five positive dice.
Yep.
Four of them are blanks. The one blue die that helped me out
is
two advantages.
That is terrible luck.
But, so, it washes out to one success.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. It washes out to one success.
All right. You are able to construct your lightsaber.
That's cool.
It's towards the end of the day, so you're not going to be able to join in the training session with Master Fawn and Daisy. All right, so Master Fawn and Daisy are about to have their first training session on day six.
All right. First and foremost, with lightsaber training, I need you to recognize that this is a powerful weapon, and I need you to appreciate the power that is in your hands currently. As we've talked about previously, stamina is going to be most important in being able to be a productive and efficient fighter. You're going to need to continuously practice the drills that I'm about to show you in order for you to gain the strength and the ferocity that comes with your chosen lightsaber technique. Therefore, we're going to go over these drills, and then I'm going to leave you be to practice them over and over and over again until you get tired. As soon as you get tired, you'll stop and you'll go to your room and you'll rest and we'll continue on. I need you to keep in mind that as you grow tired, continuing to practice afterwards will not do you any good. Your form will slip, and from there, you'll be teaching yourself poor technique.
Okay.
All right. And Master Fawn goes ahead and shows her some good Ataru form. You can tell that even though this isn't her normal form that she uses, that she knows these drills like the back of her hand. And not only are they fluid and effective, but you can tell that she has not only spent like the normal amount of hours and hours and hours on each technique, but she has put in tenfold to what would normally be expected. Like, you don't know that, but like you can feel it. You just
okay.
it seems that way, right? And as soon as she's done, she's just going to like head nod to you and go about her business and let you do your trading.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. That is the end of the sixth day. Yes, Wesley finished his. Is that what you're...
Yes, I just didn't realize we were already on day six. Like, you said it earlier, but, like, my brain did not comprehend.
I just can't believe we've been sitting here for 6 days.
Right? Take a second of speech. Okay, cool. Ooh, that was nice. Ooh. I'm sorry I didn't do that until the mic, listeners. Lol.
Actually, hold on. I've got one.
Ooh.
It was okay.
And that's what a lightsaber sounds like.
The beginning part was nice.
Yeah,
then it was kind of nice. Like...
All right, so day seven. Okay.
As it becomes like the beginning of day seven, like ungodly early on day seven, both of you hear a knock at your door. Not simultaneously, obviously, but like, I think Master Fawn would probably go to Sinyet first, and then to Kairos.
Because she's the problem child.
Hey,
no,
because she's
finished the her lightsaber, whereas Kairos still is working on the Force aspect. Correct.
We're both working on the Force.
I just finished yesterday.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
That's what you get for helping other people.
Yeah, I know. Never again.
Okay, so you hear like the knock at your door.
Me first, right? Mm-hmm. You're knocking my door first?
Yep.
What? I don't know who it is, bro. That's what I would say. It's early in the morning, okay, bro.
You just see, like, the most, like, fiery dagger eyes looking into your soul. What?
Master Fawn! And I'm gonna, like, roll out of bed. And then get up and say, good morning.
Good morning. I need you to meet me in the cargo bay. As time is of the essence, we have almost arrived to Trandosha, and we do not have hours for you to slowly get out of bed and do whatever it is that you need to do to get ready for the day. And she just, like, walks away, like, about face. Super sharp, like, get out of my face feeling, like, turnabout. And then she goes over to Kairos' door.
So, for flavor-wise, right? For listeners out there, I've put a couple points into 4C and then also for uncanny reactions. So, the way that I see this happening is that you go and you, like, ball up your fist to, like, knock on Kairos' door, and you just hear from inside, "Come in!"
She, like, pushes the little button on your door panel.
Yes, Master Fawn.
I understand that you have not finished your lightsaber.
That is correct.
Well, time is of the essence. Get about it. And she, again, like, quickly turns away and heads over to the cargo bay since she promised she'd be there.
All right, so with this extra time, you guys are able to divvy up the Trandoshan responsibilities. So all of you can either roll to make your lightsaber or train with Master Fawn.
I'm going to start. I need to make my lightsaber.
Yes.
So now I did want to do the 4C thing.
Okay.
So is there a way that I can do that with this?
Yeah, so let's throw a white force die in there.
Okay.
And see if you can get a vision of what it's supposed to look like once it's done.
Okay. And then beyond that, it's just a normal lore?
Yes, and you still get the blue die from previously.
Two blue dice. Right.
Yep. Two blue and then one extra for Daisy showing off her lightsaber.
Yes. Yeah.
Against four purple?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm so nervous. Okay. Okay. All right.
Pog.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go.
So that is 1, 2, 3 successes, 1 disadvantage, and a force point, a light side force point.
Wow. Okay. So you can use that
to counteract the disadvantage.
To counteract the disadvantage. All right. So that gives you 3 hours to work with Master Fawn towards the end of the day.
Awesome. Yeah, that's me.
All right. Sounds good. As like this training montage goes along, do you all want to talk about your skills a little bit?
You mean like the points we put in?
Yeah, the points you put in.
Yeah. Before you guys do that real quick, I want to know how late Daisy stayed up practicing lightsaber stuff.
Ooh.
How would I figure that out?
No, you tell us, bro.
But just
how late do you think you would have stayed up?
Yeah. That's
a good question. Yeah.
I don't know. She's a kid, so she's got a lot of energy.
But she do be hitting the dummies.
And I don't know. She does have 2 ranks in athletics, so.
Oh yeah, you could probably go for a bit.
Oh yeah, got some good cardio.
Yeah. So I don't know what time is a late time to stay up, but like.
Are we talking like late, kind of late, super late?
Kind of late, not
or like Wesley late, like where a it's little the next bit, morning.
A little bit past like.
Like normal bedtime?
Yeah. And but she did not go past the point of being tired.
Okay. Sounds good.
She's so exhausted today, though.
Yeah. And Master Fawn figured that she would be. So she did not, like, knock violently at your door at the same time as these other two. But you guys have all been expected to get up at a certain time prior to this, so just like,
yeah,
that way you can like get your rest, you know. But I just wanted to like clarify that just in case. So the end.
All right, so let's talk about the skills and abilities that you guys have.
Yeah,
acquired.
You know, I'll go ahead and steal a spotlight.
Go for it,
Mark.
Go for it.
So I went and so what you can do with this is you can purchase another career path. So I started off as a mystic seer, but I took a dip into the Makashi duelist and put some points into that, mostly because I really wanted this Makashi technique. Now Makashi technique for Star Wars, well, not nerds like Joseph and Misty, it's more, think of like Count Dooku's fighting style. So it's more about death by a thousand cuts than it is about like actually overpowering an enemy. It's about keeping hold of your lightsaber, vice like, you know, getting it knocked away or anything. You get benefits to that. There's a bunch of cool stuff in this skill tree. But what I did is I got resist disarm, so I can suffer 2 strain to avoid being disarmed or having my weapon damaged or destroyed.
That's really cool.
On top of that, the Makashi technique actually uses presence rather than brawn. And my presence is 4, so I'm going to be rolling 4 green die rather than the 2 that I would have been. Yeah, and it's about a lot of like footwork and then feints as well and parrying. So you just parry enemies and then you know, swing to the right, but I actually hit on
fake
the left.
Out. Kind yeah.
of, yeah, fake them out. So I went into that. I also got a... I went down, got 1 kind of upgrade to 4C. So now whenever I make a skill check to determine an initiative, I roll my 4C power check and I can add successes based on what I get.
Cool.
In addition, I got uncanny reactions. So I add a blue die per rank of uncanny reaction to all vigilance checks. So a lot of stuff to kind of help out initiative. And though I'm probably not like the best fighter, I can at least get us higher up in initiative so that then other people who are better at fighting can go and do their thing.
That's awesome. Stevie, yeah, that's... what did Daisy add to her skills?
So Daisy, she got parry. When you get hit by a melee attack, you suffer 3 strain to reduce damage by 2, plus your ranks in parry.
That's pretty good.
And she also got jump up, which means once per round, you may stand from seated or prone as incidental, which I assume means as like a free action.
Yeah, free action.
And she also went from that to the Ataru technique, which means that she can use her agility instead of brawn when making a lightsaber check. So.
Awesome.
Which agility is her theme. And then she did a lot of the force power tree, which is just enhancing the skills that she already has.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Right. Wesley, what did Signette get?
I got the whole top part of my skill tree. So I got Healing Trance, which let me, as long as I have 1 force die committed for an entire combat, I heal 1 wound for every rank of Healing Trance. So right now it's 1. So okay. At the end of every combat, if I have a force die committed, I will heal 1 wound.
I have a question. What is committing?
So committing is this wacky mechanic. So basically, when you commit force dice to a skill, you take that die out of your pool of force dice, right? So all of us Padawans, we have a force rank of 1, right? So whenever we do a force check, unless we have other bonuses, we'll just roll 1 force die. So currently, if I were to commit a force die to Healing Trance, I wouldn't be able to make force checks because I wouldn't have a die to roll with, right? You're just subtracting that from your force rating, essentially.
Okay. And is that something then that you can just kind of like stop committing to Healing Trance?
You can commit and uncommit at any point, I believe. Yeah.
Yes.
But Healing Trance would only proc if I had to commit it for the entire combat. So if at any point I took it out, I wouldn't be able to heal at the end.
Okay.
I also got Toughened, which raises my wound threshold by 2. I got Confidence, which every time I use a discipline check to resist the effects of fear, I can lower the difficulty by 1 per rank in Confidence.
Ooh, and I that's got, a good one.
That is a good one. And I got Resolve, which when I suffer strain involuntarily, I reduce the amount of strain suffered by 1 to a minimum of 1. So I can't reduce it to 0.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That's pretty cool.
And then I put 2 ranks in lightsaber and 1 rank in charm.
So what cool. What does that mean? What are you rolling for lightsaber now?
I roll 2 yellow dice.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Misty, what has Master Fawn been remembering and relearning?
So I'm actually going to save the lightsaber techniques for our first time in actual battle.
Okay.
And I'll explain them then. But battle meditation wise, I don't know if we really went over like what that is. But as she's been remembering these techniques and as she's been working with the Padawans individually, it's been really good for her bond and her leadership with them. It doesn't mean we have like fantastic relationships yet, but like it's been growing, right? And so with the force power battle meditation, it says some force users can telepathically guide allies around them, helping them to coordinate and achieve amazing feats. This guidance can easily become domination, however, and the force user must strive to maintain a balance between gentle guidance and outright tyranny. Meanwhile, individuals less concerned with trifling matters like morality and basic dignity of all sentience use battle meditation to guide their disposable pawns to ignoble ends for their own selfish betterment. Okay, so like that's kind of the idea of it, right? Like it can be used for light side and dark side type things. But specifically with Master Fawn, she's been focusing on learning the strengths and weaknesses of each Padawan so that she can better guide them in future fights. And so last session, she gained the battle meditation basic power where she can add a light side or the... What do we call the white die?
Force die?
Force die. Thank you. A force die to their roll during battle. And then she also gained rank in magnitude, range, control, and strength. So magnitude is I spend one force die to affect a number of additional targets equal to presence per rank of magnitude purchased. So because I have one magnitude, I can add one of you, like two. I can affect
an additional one.
Yes, I can affect two of you instead of one of you. And then as I get the next rank, then I can do all three of you at the same time, which will be fantastic. Range means that I can increase the number of range bands equal to the thing. So now I can go two zones out instead of just the one. Control says when making a battle meditation power check, the user may make an easy leadership check as part of the pool. If the user is able to activate the powers and succeeds on the check, they may send simple orders as part of the power. So not only can I be like influencing you through the force, but I can also say like, hey, roll, or hey, somebody's behind you, attack from the attack from behind instead of in front, etc. And then strength is the last one, and I can spend two force die to add one additional automatic success to the affected character's checks. So
awesome.
Yeah. It's getting good. A little spicy.
All right. Well, that brings us to Trandosha. You pop out of hyperdrive right outside, you know, the planet, like they always do.
Oh, yeah.
As is tradition. And you see green forests cover the surface of Trandosha. Small lakes dot the landscape, but it is mostly green. As you are piloting your way in, you see a large plateau, and it is the only populated place you can see above the tree line. This is the city of Hiscor, and if you want to look up Ronda, Spain, that is where I am getting the inspiration for this this city. And you come in, you land in a spaceport that is near the edge of this plateau. It's kind of on the side of a cliff. And that is where we are going to end today's session.
Oh, awesome.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
Oh, the good thing is we don't have any conflict. Yeah.
Ooh.
Not yet.
I wrote it down on the side.
Oh,
so
that's tricky.
Yeah, it was. So
are you gonna do that going forward for our like story conflict, or are you just gonna write it down on the side?
So if you are going to like kill an innocent person or something, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll weave it in and hand them out afterwards.
Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that makes it more fun.
Mystery.
Daisy, you get the most conflict because he asked for more food. He was reaching out, hoping that you would help him in some way. So you did not help the helpless. So you're going to take 3 points of conflict. All right. Sinyet, you were not very curious to what he was doing. So you're only going to get 2 points of conflict. And then Kyrus, you were pushing, you were prodding, you were... and you didn't take the bait with his little arrogance, Jedi are better than other people thing. So you don't take any conflict this time around.
Okay.
So
is that a second time?
Yeah, he stays not taking conflict.
This is some bullshit.
He'd be doing the light side things.
Okay. So no, there's like story reasons why, right? Because Baron Doe's sages have to deal with politicians all the fucking time. But it's the only difference is that they're all Keldor politicians. So having to deal with like snippiness, that's beneath him.
Just wanted to do that. How many did you
that's
say?
That's fair,
two?
But I still hate
it.
That's fair.
You know,
I'm back up to 50, bro. I'm perfectly balanced.
But once I have the allure of the dark side points to like use force powers, though,
I'll be alluring you.
Ooh. I rolled a 10, so it doesn't matter.
Nice.
I mean, it matters still, but all right. still gain.
And Master Fawn doesn't gain any. You helped out the Padawans. You weren't, you know, a jerk to them.
Sweet.
She was a little standoffish.
Yeah, you did wake them up early. Now we'll call that one what? Conflict.
That's not
No, because they didn't finish their lightsabers at a good time. Like, it well, sucks. It sucks that we had a, like guidance. A crappy timeline, but like they didn't get it finished. And so, like, in order for me to get any sort of training for those two, we had to wake them up early. Like, they've okay. been sleeping.
Okay. All right. One point of conflict.
So I just want you guys to know.
Did you roll another 10?
I rolled another 10.
You're nuts, dude. You're OP, dude.
So I'm at 81 morality.
Can I borrow your dice?
Oh, no, can you? Got him.
All right.
Go.
Does that do something?
Thank you. It's so beautiful.
I think it's 70 and 90 are the threshold.
Yeah. 70
I
think. And
90. I would double check me on that, but I'm pretty sure it's 70 and 90.
No, yeah. I know for a fact.
It's 70 and 90?
I don't know. I was just trying to be confident.
You had me going, though.
I don't know why you...
Stick to your guns, bro.
I thought you would understand that I was joking, because I don't know
you sounded. You sounded dead ass, bro. I believed you.
All right, and then experience points.
Okay, hit me with that 200 bomb.
Everyone gets 15 experience points, but Misty gave 2 good speeches, so she gets another 10 on top of that. Oh, total of 25, but 20 because of the earlier XP that I gave you. 20.
So 20 total. Yep. Okay.
20. Thanks. Sorry.
My brain
I'm doing
was
the
not...
math at the same time.
Yeah. And my brain was like, I don't understand.
And the rest of us get 15. All
right. Signette, you get 5 extra because you finished a day early and had 20. That day of training. So you get 20.
Oh, yeah.
Daisy finished 2 days early.
Okay, I was like, what about me?
So you get 30 total points and Kyrus, nothing extra today.
Okay. Mm. That's right. Fair. This is why I never help out
I
friends.
Do feel bad because he helped me out.
And that reflected in his like 0 conflict, right?
True.
Yeah. No, I like it. I also didn't get the experience of being able to train more. Yes. So.
All right. And I will let you guys spend that experience and we will see you next week.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Reddit and all the things.
So. Yeah, well, Instagram, we're going to be putting a lot more pictures on there.
Not gonna lie, we currently don't do much on Reddit.
Yeah, we probably should.
I just panicked and that was the first social media thing that I thought about. But definitely on Instagram, you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, that way you can see kind of the terrain that we use and like the situations that our minis end up in. And
yeah, Joseph is a million times better than I was about terrain usage and everything, so.
I like terrain.
Also, on our website in the blogs, Joseph talks about crafting stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been updating that a bit more. So,
Crafting Corner, it's up.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
See y'all next week.